get back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the show this Thursday, September 25th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall. If you haven't gotten your copy yet today, by today, I should say, they are counting the sales, and they are counting the reviews. If you've bought the book already, greatly appreciate it if you go on Amazon and post a positive review of the book. If you haven't gotten it yet, just text me RT for Road Trip, and I'll send you the picture of the label and the link to the book on Amazon. You can also get it on Barnes & Noble's, and if your local library doesn't have it yet, ask him to get Road Trip by Rick Randall. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Quote of the day yesterday was given to State Representative Alicia St. Germain when she said, "I forgot to mention adult cocktail beverages just in case the stock runs low." Referring, of course, to shutting down the government this coming Tuesday, September 30th at midnight. If the state government shuts down, there will be no deliveries of liquor from the Liquor Control Commission. There could very well be a run on the liquor stores, and they could be empty shelves within, they say, according to this news story, within a week to 10 days. So get your liquor, but also, if you have to renew your license plates, get that done as well. Driver's licenses, your tabs for your vehicle registrations, because according to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, if there is no budget at midnight on September 30th, she is shutting down all of the Secretary of State offices. Now, this is a massive overreaction, but the Democrats are working with the governor to basically scare all of us into calling our state reps and state senators and telling them to pass a budget. Don't shut down the government. We need our alcohol. We need our license plate tabs renewed. Even though you can still renew them online, she's not going to shut the website down, but she is going to close the offices. We got a story pulled up on that. Also, Senate Democrats in their Appropriations Committee, well, they're proposing new fees increases for hunting and fishing licenses. Of course they are. These guys want to raise revenue any way they can. And it looks like they're coming after the sportsmen, the people who drink alcohol, and people who have to get their driver's licenses renewed. It's a full court press. Also, all the civil service employees that work for the state will be treated as a temporary layoff as their unions call for a budget. And we have certain legislators pushing reforms, Republicans, that Speaker Matt Hall doesn't agree with. We're going to get into all of it today. Today is budget day. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a couple of housekeeping text messages relevant to the conversation. Nancy up in Cedarville. My husband worked for General Motors. Yesterday, I received a text asking me to call my representatives to complain about the House passed budget bill. Of course. Officer Rick, reporting in for duty today. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's working today as a school cop. Sheriff Chris Swanson, Democrat candidate running to be governor, has been doing public service announcements on his social media pages about how bad the shutdown will be to the citizens. The Dems are definitely planning something to blame the Republicans for regarding the upcoming shutdown. Absolutely, Rick. That's their game plan. Here is the problem. The House Republicans took their time and they went through the budget department by department, line by line. That's why they missed the July 1st deadline. When they got back, they passed their budget, $78.5 billion, $5 billion in cuts to what the Democrats passed in the state Senate, $5.2 billion less than what Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed back earlier in the year. Well, as a result, they are planning extra session days between the House and the Senate Republican caucus, discussing what they want in a joint meeting in the House Appropriations meeting room. Yesterday, they met, and it included a presentation on proposed revenue increases that the Democrats asked be considered. No vote was taken, but tax increases proposed by the Democrats, or even as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has suggested, primarily focusing on raising the corporate income tax, alternating the marijuana tax to a wholesale tax, and more, were all kicked around. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this for the thousandth time on this show. Going all the way back to April of 2012, for over 13 years on this microphone, I have been trying to educate Lansing. Raising corporate income taxes does not raise taxes on corporations. Corporations treat their taxes, their electric bill, their rent on their building or their mortgage on a building, their employees' salaries, paid vacation, benefits, all the things that go into running a business goes on to a balance sheet, including any taxes, property taxes, corporate income taxes, all of it, insurance. It all goes on the balance sheet. They add up all their expenses when they sit down to do their budget for their company, and they look at the forecasted expenditures, items that they got to pay out. Let's say it's $1 million a year. Rather nice size little business, maybe with 2, 3, 4 employees, whatever. It's $1 million a year budget. They then take that number, the cost of running the business, including corporate income taxes, and they add 20% for profit. Everybody's paid. The lights are on. The taxes are paid. The insurance is paid. The internet bill is paid. Everything's paid. We're going to profit $200 million, or excuse me, $200,000 on $1 million budget. That's going to be our profit over and above our paychecks. So what they do is they take that $1.2 million and they look at their sales. They look at what their sales projections are going to be. Well, last year we sold this many widgets. We provided X number of services to people. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that 1.2 million and we're going to divide it by the number of widgets we sell, the number of systems they sell. Let's say they sell, solar powered generators. You buy a generator from them. You get a couple of solar panels. You set up the solar panels to collect the sun, and they produce electricity into a generator. Well, last year we sold 1,000 units. So the price of our units this year, $1,200. That's simple. The $1 million in expenditures plus 20% profit comes to 1.2 million that we must bring in. If we sell 1,000 of our generators, we're in charge $1,200 a piece. That's how it's done. Now the goal is to sell more than 1,000, because once you have your base budget figured out to cover all your hard costs, any additional sales you make outside of the actual cost of the raw materials to produce and make the generator is all additional profit. That's why you hear some companies, they send out bonus checks to their employees. We did really good this year. We cover all our expenses. We sold extra widgets, cars, trucks, generators, whatever the product is, we made extra money. So in addition to your paycheck, here's a $500, $1,000, $5,000 bonus check. You remember those bonus checks a few years ago that the auto workers got? I believe it was Ford Motor Company. That's where it came from. Now the next paragraph, the next sentence, they don't understand truck driving. They don't understand heavy trucks. Other considered revenue increases that they're looking at includes higher fees on heavy trucks. You know, the evil heavy trucks that tear up our roads. Okay, I'm going to educate them on trucks. Gross vehicle weight of a semi-tractor pulling a trailer combined, when you go to the weigh station at a truck stop, the CAT scales, you pull forward, there's a short little pad that your steer tires get weighed on. Then there's another pad for your tandem for your tractor. And then there's a larger pad behind that for the trailer and their two sets of axles, their tandems. There's five axles on a semi. The steer axle in the front where the engine is has a maximum weight not to exceed 12,000 pounds. The next little small pad where the tandems for the tractor sit, 17,000 pounds per axle, two axles, that pad has to read 34,000, not to exceed. The tandems in the back for the trailer folks, two axles, again, 34,000 pounds. Now, if your tandems in the back of the trailer, which are adjustable, is too heavy, it weighs too much, you got to move the axles in order to balance out that load. If the weight on the tandem of the tractor is too heavy, you then slide the tandems for the trailer forward. The way you do it is you go back and you pull the pins, you leave the trailer brakes locked in, and you put it in reverse, bringing those tandems forward, kind of like on a teeter-totter. By moving it forward, that transfers the weight from the tandem's axles to the doors of the trailer. That weight will lift the fifth wheel, the hook that the trailer hooks into the tractor. When it's all said and done, you're not exceeding 12,000 pounds on your steers, 34,000 on the tractor's tandems, and 34,000 on the trailer tandems. Add that up, 80,000 pounds gross vehicle weight. Why I'm giving you this education is because every axle carries no more than 17,000 pounds. Our roads, concrete and asphalt, are rated to hold 22,000 pounds per an axle. No truck, no semi in the state of Michigan has more than 17,000 pounds on any one axle. Fuel haulers in the logging industry, the mining industry, they carry up to 120,000 pounds, a steel hauler. These big, heavy loads, wide loads, tags, flags you see on these trailers, usually they're low boys, they've got more axles. Not any one axle on a heavy truck weighs more than 17,000 pounds. The roads are rated to 22,000. But they want to raise the fees on the license plates of, quote, heavy trucks. What is going to happen to a trucking company when they have to pay more for their license plates, which I believe the last time I heard a trucker tell me, they're right now being charged $2,500 a year for a license plate. Well, that's the cost of doing business. So what's going to happen is truckers, trucking companies, independent owner operators, they will have to raise their fees, their cost per mile, to charge people who use them to ship their products. It's the cost of doing business to the manufacturer. They're going to charge the stores more to get the products on the shelves, and who's going to end up paying it? We, the people. These politicians don't understand the business world in any way, shape, or form. Period. And as a matter of fact, the more you force fees, taxes onto businesses, more likely you're going to force them out of the state. They'll move their operations to Indiana or Ohio, who don't have this high corporate income tax. They don't charge, what, $3,000 now for a semi to buy a plate? As a matter of fact, Indiana, they don't even charge for license plates. To truckers, you buy one time a permanent plate and that's it. Every trailer I've ever tied into that was outside of the state of Michigan had an Indiana plate on it. They bought one plate and that's it. Well, there's more ways that they want to raise our taxes and fees. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.